You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Yesterday, there was a primary election in Iowa that changed the political landscape. A Democratic woman will challenge Republican Senator Joni Ernst in the fall election, and Woodbury County Republicans have chosen a candidate for sheriff. But the biggest shakeup was in the 4th District Republican primary, where 9-term incumbent Steve King lost his first race in his 24-year political career. Last night, veteran 4th District Representative King lost the primary election to Hall State Senator Randy Feenstra. Feenstra defeated King 46-36%. He's raised more campaign funds than any of the other four candidates. He's a professor of business and public administration at Dort University. In a candidate forum with Siouxland Public Media last week, Feenstra pledged to stay the conservative course in Congress.
I will work with President Trump to build the wall, secure our border, defund Planned Parenthood, defend Trump's tax cuts. I'll be unwavering on my defense of the Second Amendment.
In this election, Steve King was hampered by a loss of all his committee assignments after making controversial comments about white supremacy and white nationalism in a New York Times article. King claimed that he was taken out of context. Feenstra will compete with Sioux City Democrat J.D. Shulton in the general election. Shulton narrowly lost to King in 2018. In his first interview with Iowa media, Feenstra told the Sioux City Journal that lining up support from grassroots conservatives for over 17 months sealed his win and, quote, catapulted him to a solid foundation prior to the spread of the novel coronavirus that halted in-person campaigning in March. Feenstra also spoke with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy last night. Feenstra says McCarthy told him to go out and win in November. Steve King has not been available so far for interviews, but he has published a statement on his Facebook page, and here it is.
I called Randy Feenstra a little bit ago and conceded the race to him. And I pointed out that there's some powerful elements in the swamp that he's going to have an awfully hard time pushing back against them. He assured me that that's what he would do. And I'm thinking of those super PACs that came in this race and how powerful they are. I don't know that he or anybody has any idea how powerful they actually are. But I want to thank all the supporters that we've had over the years, the people that have stood with me through this time. And I would also point out that of all of the four opponents that I've had in this race, not one of them has raised an issue with a single vote I've put up or a single statement that I have made. And that's pretty interesting when you think of nearly 18 years in the United States Congress, and no one's disagreed with the positions that I've taken. Neither do I have any accusers. This comes from an effort to push out the strongest voice for full-spectrum constitutional Christian conservatism that existed in the United States Congress. And what I regret is these tactics may get legs and be used against the next most effective, then the next, then the next. But I want to again thank the supporters. The people that I have the privilege to represent for the balance of this year are the best people in the world. You're strong on families, you're strong on faith, you're strong on education, your work ethic, your entrepreneurial spirit, and we're in a tough time here. We've got COVID-19 that has driven our economy down to the lowest place that we've seen since at least the 30s. We've got all that to recover from, and then we have the spirit of America that's being fractured by anarchists in the streets across this country. That's two really tough things to overcome. I'll do all I can on that. I'll ask all of us, let's pull together and do that too. But in the end, we have our values that we care about. And let's make sure that we teach our children well and that these values of life and of marriage and free enterprise, the constitutional foundations, the effort to refurbish the pillars of American exceptionalism must go on. And I pick that up again tomorrow morning when the sun comes up.
And that was 4th District Congressman Steve King in a message he posted on Facebook late last night. And now we've had that upset in the Republican Party. We're set for the 4th Congressional District election this fall. Siouxland Public Media's Sheila Brummer has a closer look at the numbers.
State Senator Randy Feenstra dominated the Republican primary on Tuesday, beating 9-term incumbent Steve King by almost 10 points. Feenstra received 37,000 votes. Feenstra attracted more than 45%. King, almost 36. Former Woodbury County Supervisor Jeremy Taylor came in third place with almost 8%, followed by Brett Richards, the former mayor of Irwin, and Steve Reeder, a businessman from Arnold's Park. Feenstra won Woodbury County by 3 points. King came out on top in his home county of Crawford. In a spot where Feenstra picked up the biggest margin was the conservative-leaning Sioux County, with 80% of the vote. Feenstra is from Hull & Sioux County. Turnout for the primary there was almost 40%, compared to 26% in Woodbury County, according to the Iowa Secretary of State's website. Feenstra picked up almost 6,600 votes in Sioux County, compared to almost 4,000 in Woodbury County. Feenstra had the most votes in twice as many Siouxland counties as King. King saw more support in Sac, Monona, Ida, Buena Vista, and Pocahontas counties. Feenstra won more votes in the Iowa Great Lakes region, the northwest corner of Iowa, Plymouth, and Cherokee counties. Feenstra will face off with Democrat J.D. Scholten of Sioux City in November. The 4th Congressional District is favored toward the Republican Party, with 60,000 more registered voters. However, Scholten did come close to beating Congressman King in the last election in 2018. Sheila Brummer, Siouxland Public Media News.
In another primary race last night for one of Iowa's U.S. Senate seats, well-funded candidate Teresa Greenfield of Des Moines won easily over her opponents. Greenfield led a four-candidate field with 46% of the vote when the Associated Press called the race, with just 8% of precincts reporting. Retired three-star Navy Admiral Mike Franken of Sioux City was in second place with 26%, followed by lawyer Kimberly Graham with 15%, and insurance broker Eddie Morrow had 12%. Senator Joni Ernst was unopposed in her Republican primary. Outside money poured into Iowa ahead of the primary, according to Roll Call, with much of it boosting Greenfield, who had the backing of state and national Democrats. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee endorsed Greenfield early in the race. Last night, Greenfield made a statement from her home in Des Moines. Here's part of that statement.
I want to say thank you to everyone who voted in this election, because your vote is your voice. And thank you for making your voices heard tonight. This was a record-breaking turnout, and it shows the excitement that Iowans are hungry for a new leader and some change. I want to thank Secretary of State Paul Pate for sending absentee ballot request forms to absolutely every active registered voter in this state. Thank you so much for doing that. And I want to start out first by congratulating my Democratic opponents in this race, Michael Franken, Kimberly Graham, Eddie Morrow, all who have fought hard across this great state for the right to represent Iowa in the United States Senate. I had considered it my great honor and privilege to run with them and crisscross this state as we each sought the endorsement of Iowans to take on Senator Ernst and be a new voice in the United States Senate. I'm Teresa Greenfield. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a mother of four, and I'm a farm kid. And because of your hard work, I am humbled and proud to be the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate to take on Senator Joni Ernst this fall. Now look, Senator Joni Ernst, she promised to be independent and different, and she said she would make them squeal. Instead, Washington is more corrupt and broken today. Senator Ernst has taken $1.9 million in corporate PAC donations and puts those corporate PAC donors ahead of us. I'm not taking one dime of corporate PAC money. I'm running to do a job, and that job is to put Iowa first. I'm especially humbled tonight because the challenges we're facing as a state and a country right now are some of the most consequential of our lifetime. Tens of thousands of Iowans are sick or out of work. Our small businesses are worried about keeping the lights on, and many have closed. Our farmers are struggling to pay the bills. Iowans are being gouged for prescription drug prices, and rural hospitals, they're struggling to stay open. And this past week has been a reminder of how much injustice still exists in our Black and Brown communities in Iowa and across this country. Justice for George Floyd is just a start. We need long-term systemic change to end racism and racial disparities in policing, housing, healthcare, education, and so much more. Well, I think enough is enough. This moment in Iowa and our country calls for new leadership. Leadership with compassion and integrity and grit that has defined Iowans for generations. From river to river, these are the values that make Iowa special, but have been overlooked and ignored in Washington.
That was Teresa Greenfield, who won the Democratic Senate primary election last night. Greenfield will take on incumbent Republican Joni Ernst. Ernst is running unopposed after winning the Republican nomination last night. Here is a statement from Joni Ernst.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out and supporting me on this primary election day. I certainly appreciate your support, and I couldn't have done it without you. I also want to say thank you so much to those essential workers who are out there every single day supporting Iowa and our families, whether you are truck drivers, grocers, and certainly those healthcare professionals that are out there battling COVID-19 on those front lines. And as Iowans, we know that we are driven to serve, and that's what my folks taught me on that farm in Southwest Iowa, is that we serve each other, we work together as a team, and we serve our community. And that service drove me into the military, where I was proud and honored to serve for 23 years in the U.S. Army Reserves and the Iowa Army National Guard, whether that was fighting to protect my state or my country, both at home and abroad. And service led me into the United States Senate as well, and where I represent the greatest state in the union, Iowa. And I am so proud to represent you and your voices, and I continue to gather your thoughts and ideas as I travel out across Iowa on the 99-county tour. It is so important to hear from you. And of course, the president has called me relentless as I fight for the things that matter most to Iowans. And I will continue to be your relentless fighter in the United States Senate. I appreciate your support, and we are going to drive on to the general election. We are going to turn Iowa red, no doubt about it, and we can do that with your support. Thanks, everyone, so much. I am honored to serve you.
That was incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst. She will face off with Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield in the November general election. In the race for Woodbury County Sheriff, former Sioux City Police Officer Chad Sheehan received a majority of the vote in the Republican primary. Sheehan beat Major Todd Wick, a three-decade veteran of the department. Sheehan talked with Siouxland Public Media's Sheila Brummer about the election.
I am very humbled by the outcome of the election. The margin of victory was humbling and very, very indicative of the effort that the people that were involved with my campaign put into the campaign.
I also think it shows that people maybe want new ideas, because you were facing off with a man who had been at the sheriff's office for 30 years.
Well, we definitely tried to convey the message that we were a campaign. I was a candidate about new ideas, a clear vision, in a positive direction. And I think that message resonated well with people. We're going to look to the general election and hit the ground running immediately in January with implementing some of those new ideas and just building upon the foundation that exists within the sheriff's office now.
Do you think the Democrats will put up a candidate? They still have the option to add someone.
That will be up to them. I haven't been able to look at all the numbers yet, but it was my understanding that there was a fair amount of crossover votes. People from, no party and Democrats who had crossed over to vote in the Republican primary. I think that in a general election, with the support and endorsements that I have across the board, I will be an even stronger candidate in the general election than I was in the primary. And I think in the primary, it showed a lot of support.
And what you said was a true statement. I was talking to the election commissioner, Pat Gill, late last night, and he said he had a lot of no parties and Democrats who switched. And at the polling place yesterday, I ran into Democrats who told me the same.
Yeah, so again, I haven't seen the numbers. I'm just very proud of the broad support that the campaign received. And, I'm excited to represent the Republican Party in the general election. And I think our campaign is going to be even stronger in a general election.
Now, I know you had said your big priority is the new jail that's underway. But I know now just what's been happening in the past week with the death of George Floyd, that's kind of been in the forefront of a lot of people's minds when it comes to law enforcement.
Yeah, with the events that have occurred in Minneapolis, I feel that there's not a greater time for me to be taking over a leadership role in law enforcement. I have a very broad support moving forward, and you know, I have my whole life very inclusive of all races, of all people, and my career in law enforcement was absolutely the same way. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being a person who is a uniter, somebody who will have a very positive direct impact on building that public trust with the groups of people who might feel that they've been underserved or mistreated, and look forward to reaching out and building those relationships and building them back up so that we can move forward in a positive direction. I just want to thank the citizens of Woodbury County for showing up, and thank all the people who took the time to mail in the absentee ballots. Thank the people who showed up at the polling places yesterday. I mean, the numbers are staggering. The other people I need to thank are my family and my supporters. Without them, none of this would have been possible. So I thank them, and I'm going to work hard, continue to work hard, and do the best that I can for the citizens of Woodbury County. Campaigning during the COVID-19 crisis challenge, but I think it shows we were able to adjust what we were doing, and we were able to really show organizational skills and an ability to get a message out even in some difficult, trying times. And that's the type of organization and leadership that I'm going to bring to the sheriff's office. We're going to take the things that come our way, and we're going to find solutions to them.
That's Chad Sheehan, who won the Republican primary for Woodbury County Sheriff. Sheehan talked about the importance of strong, inclusive leadership when it comes to law enforcement.